It's a well-known strategy amongst French presidents. In times of crisis, blame the prime minister. François Mitterrand went through 7, his successor Jacques Chirac, 4. But after a crushing weekend at the polls, some say the shake-up isn't enough to save François Hollande's government.
The response to this electoral disaster is essentially political suicide, because he's chosen Manuel Valls, who's a minority, an ultra-minority in the French socialist movement, and we'll soon see him a minority in the country.
Accused of amateurism, Jean-Marc Ayrault was seen as lacking the essential mix of energy and authority. Hollande hopes subbing in the 51-year-old Manuel Valls with his blend of social toughness and economic liberalism will help to revitalize his government. But not everyone is convinced of Valls' capabilities.
Manuel Valls has been a complete failure in managing the portfolio that he's been given in the past. And now he's supposed to leave the Interior Ministry. This massive failure to go and head up the government? It's really an odd choice.
On the streets, news of his appointment was met with mixed reactions.
He seems more believable. He stands by his convictions, and I think he believes in a more just France, which we need today. He embodies serious values, and anyway, there's hope.
He seems a little aggressive to me, but anyway, we'll see.
A little too aggressive for some ministers in Ayrault's former cabinet as well. The two Greens, Pascal Canfin and Cécile Duflot, already confirming they won't be any part of a Valls-led cabinet.